beginning, know exactly how you work. I know all of your cravings, know what makes you go berserk. Been lying from the start just to make you play a part in my infinite rebellion against the Father God. Hate everything he is, and I make you hate him too. Make you hate him with your actions. It's so easy for me to do, cause you like it. Sin feels good for the ego, you love it. Oh, come on, baby, let your head going all the time. I'm winding up like my perfect little puppet. You're my favorite robot. Welcome to the show, but I'm watching you, and all of hell is with me too, helping me.
The Father of Lies. That's quite a song. Welcome, the one and only Father of Lies, it said. Well, welcome to another episode of The Unhappy Christian. My name is Dr. Rick Peterson. I am your host for this series of podcasts where we talk about moving away from the Father of Lies, the counterfeit Christianity and the toxic spirituality it produces, and back into the truth of genuine Christian faith, as it is marked by joyful spirituality grounded in truth. Well, you might be provoked by the title of this podcast. It is Leftist Lies, or the Leftist Talking Points. And the reason I want to talk with you today about this is because I was accused by one person recently of using leftist talking points on a recent podcast that I recorded about the January 6th riot. And I mentioned in that podcast that that five people had died and that it was one of the worst, if not the worst, assaults on the American Capitol since the War of 1812 and so on. And consequently, this person accused me of using leftist talking points. So I thought I would just address again. And when I asked him what he thought the point I was making in that podcast, he couldn't recall. He couldn't recall my point. Only that I was using leftist talking points to make my point. So, I mean, I understand these are very emotionally charged issues, but the truth is, I don't know that I was making leftist talking points. I was just taking what I found in newspapers and other information sources across the board, and the fact that five people had died, I don't think is a leftist talking point. I don't know that the fact that it happened, that January 6th, the riot, the violence that happened there, was a myth. I don't know that somebody made it up. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me whether some right-wing or the FBI or the CIA infiltrated this crowd and forced them into violence when they would have otherwise not been violent. These are the talking points that are going on out in the world. People are having these kind of conversations. But you might remember that my primary concern was that no matter who started that riot, no matter who was assaulting the U.S. government, I don't care if it's on the right or the left, that there ought not have been professing Christians partaking in it. That was my point. That we have no biblical warrant. No true Christian has any biblical warrant to act out in violence, verbal or otherwise, against a legitimate government. Now, there's the word. So you could say, well, it's illegitimate. Well, okay. I guess I stepped into that. No, any government, any duly authorized government, any president, any congressman, any mayor, anybody who has authority, we are to honor authority. We are to pray for authority. We are to honor the king. We are not called to be rabble-rousers. We're not called to wave flags and crosses together. That we are citizens of the kingdom of God. That was my point. But I understand that there are people who are concerned that the media is trying to control their thinking. They're trying to control their minds. Jordan Peterson is talking on the other side of things, and he's talking and making some legitimate points about how that the media and the government are trying to control how we think, control how we talk, and what we can say, and so on. And of course, that is nothing new, isn't it? Is it? It's really not. But my point and my contention is still that as citizens of the kingdom of God, we are to be peacemakers. We are to be those who pray for our enemies. Yes, that's right. Even those on the left or those on the right, depending which side you're on. I might add here that personally, I have lost friends on both the left and the right because I insist that no Christian really has any business being a political. Yes, we should be good citizens. Yes, we should vote. Yes, we should be active in our communities and trying to be of help and contributing. But even then, we must recognize that our primary citizenship is in heaven. That we are citizens of the kingdom of God, and that Jesus Christ is Lord over all, the left and the right. That he doesn't acknowledge these dichotomies that we do. The truth is there is one dichotomy, and that is between this present evil age and the kingdom of God. That's it. That's the only one that we've been set free from, is this domain of darkness, and we've been transferred into the kingdom of God's beloved Son, God's dear Son. So I want to remind you of a few texts of Scripture that tell us that if your mind is being controlled, the mind of the unbeliever is being controlled. And it isn't MSNBC that's doing it. It isn't CNN that's doing it, or one of the alt-right broadcasts that are seeking to control your mind. Let me read you 1 John 5:19. We get down to the source of things. We get down to the real situation that's happening. He says in 1 John 5:18, we know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin. The one who was born of God keeps himself safe, and the evil one cannot harm them. We know that we are children of God, and the whole world is under the control of the evil one. We know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true by being in his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Dear children, keep yourselves from idols. We know the truth. If you are in Christ, you know the truth. You possess the truth. You have the Spirit of God dwelling in you. You have an anointing from the Holy One, 1 John 2. And you are... and you know all things. You have a built-in discernment if you exercise it. Your mind is not being controlled. If you use critical thought and you use discernment, you're not under any danger of these leftist talking points or these right-wing talking points. They are just what they are. They're both two sides of the same coin. Two sides of the same present evil age. There is nothing godly about Christian nationalism. There is nothing godly about right-wing talking points or left-wing talking points. They all spring from the same source. So the verse I want you to focus on there is verse 19. We know that we are children of God. There's your comfort. And the fact is, the whole world is under the control of the evil one. If you're an unbeliever, if a person is an unbeliever, they are not in Christ, it isn't the left's talking points that need to be fearful of. They need to be aware that they are already under control. They're under the control of the evil one. Their narrative, the way they think, the way they act, their inability to embrace the truth, that's all, they're already under the control of the evil one. In 2 Corinthians 4, Paul elaborates on this point as well. So what I'm trying to do here is I'm trying to help you see that we need not fear leftist or right talking points. What we need to fear is the fact that there, if you're an unbeliever, is that there is that you're already under control. Both the left and the right are under control of the evil one. You understand that? You must try to understand that. Neither the left or the right, politically, socially, ethically, have anything to do with the kingdom of God. Nothing. You can't ascribe the kingdom of God to either one of those political philosophies. It's a political philosophy. I once had a friend tell me, you know, I don't see how anyone can be a socialist and be a Christian. I said, well, I can see your point there. Socialism and Christianity, there's a lot about it that's antithetical. And so is there a lot of antithetical philosophy within capitalism to Christianity. Well, he didn't like that. As if Christianity fell from heaven. I mean, excuse me, if capitalism fell from heaven and socialism came up from the deep. This is what I'm trying to say. In 2 Corinthians 4:4, he says, the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that displays the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. Let me read that again. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers. Listen, if you are an unbeliever, it's going to take more than rejecting leftist talking points for you to know the truth. It's going to take more than Tucker Carlson or Sean Hannity or Steve Bannon to give you the truth. If you are an unbeliever, you are so blinded by the God of this age, by Satan himself, that the first thing you need to do is seek deliverance and flee to Jesus Christ. Pray for deliverance. Pray for the forgiveness of sin and to be reconciled to the triune God through Jesus Christ and his finished work on your behalf. That's your only hope. If you're an unbeliever, you are already under control. The leftist talking points are, those are the least of your concerns. Your eternity is at stake. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers. Now, one last text here. 2 Timothy 2, 25. He says, referring to how people should function in towards one another, he says, flee evil desires of youth, flee the evil desires of youth, and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they produce quarrels. Now, he's speaking here, of course, about arguments regarding the law. But this holds true also for anything else. We are not called to be argumentative, combative, pugilistic. We are meant to be peacemakers. Verse 14, and the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but must be kind to everyone, able to teach, not resentful. Opponents must be gently instructed in the hope that God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth, and that they will come to their senses and escape from the trap of the devil, listen to this now, who has taken them captive to do his will. So, I'm sad that some heard my podcast about January 6th in Scripture, and all they heard was me making some vague reference to the events of January 6th and using those references, interpreting my references as leftist talking points. Okay. The point I was making in that podcast had nothing to do with just the events of January 6th. I mean, you have to be somewhat delusional to deny it that it happened. I don't know of anybody that denies that January 6th actually occurred at the Capitol steps. But there are all kinds of arguments as to who caused it, why it happened, who incited it, who didn't, and so on. I don't want anything to do with that. The truth is, I can't know and you can't know. There are a lot of people thinking, we're being lied to. I know that there was Antifa involved in there. Okay. There may have been. I don't know. But you don't know that either. There are a lot of people just trying to make Trump look bad. Well, yeah, a lot of his supporters are making him look pretty bad. But then maybe they weren't. Maybe they were all CIA agents waving Trump flags. I don't know. I mean, I can't prove that they weren't, and you can't prove that they were. And that's not the point. The point is the people who are waving crosses and holding banners saying, Jesus, I trust in you, and holding Bibles in their arms while they stood in the midst of that violent uprising. Whoever was involved, whoever was doing it, it was still evil. And Christians have no biblical warrant for such violence against government, period. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Now, if the governor of my state arrests me today and says, do not preach in the name of Jesus any longer, I will not be able to abide by that. I will not be able to obey him. I will tell him, I can't do that. I will continue to preach in the name of Jesus. And if you arrest me, then I guess you must arrest me. If you throw me in prison, then I guess you'll have to throw me in prison, and I will pray for you for having done that. And I would prefer this never happens, but if the governor arrests me and says, I'm going to have to execute you if you keep preaching in the name of Jesus, then I will have to tell the governor, I would prefer you not do that, governor, for my sake and yours. But if you must, know this, that I will pray for you as you are executing me. See, that is the New Testament Christian response. Picking up an AK-47 or some assault rifle and waving a flag in one hand and a cross in the other is not the New Testament Christian response. Now, that may be something that rattles some of you. Maybe some of you are still going to be upset with me. And I guess that's the way it'll have to be. I'm not concerned. I'm not here trying to win debate points. I'm not even trying to win approval. I'm just trying to be faithful to convey to you the truth of the New Testament so that you can be free from worldly philosophies, including political philosophies, social philosophies, and even religious philosophies that are destructive, that rob you of genuine happiness, genuine joy in the Lord, and keep you all caught up in controversies and debates and arguments and resentments. It's a lot of people every night who watch the news and come away really angry. Or maybe they're retired and they're watching some cable news show on a regular basis, and that's their single source of information. And meanwhile, their Bible's sitting next to them, and they read the passage that the pastor read on Sunday morning. They got a little sermonizing going on Sunday morning. Then they come home, turn their cable news back on, and that becomes their source of devotion for the rest of the week. I don't care if it's leftist or rightist. It's wrong. That's not to be the Christian stance in the world. We are ambassadors for Christ. We are ministers of reconciliation, not ministers of the sword. The government has a legitimate place for the sword. It's clear. The Bible says that the one who bears a sword does not bear it in vain. He is a minister. He's intended, he's authorized by God to bring justice to evildoers. But you and I as believers are not. The church is not authorized to do that. Our job is to be ministers of reconciliation. We do not have the ministry of the sword. We have the ministry of reconciliation. So put it away. Christ's kingdom is not of this world. Christ's kingdom has invaded this world, and it is present in the world because you are, and because God has taken up residence within you, and that you are in union with Jesus Christ, and He is Lord over you and over everyone else, believer and unbeliever. Everyone has a personal relationship with Jesus. Everyone. Believer and unbeliever alike. Jesus is Lord over all humanity. If you are in union with Him, if you've been reconciled to the Father through Him, and have received the gift of the Spirit, you are in proper relationship with Jesus Christ. But if you're an unbeliever, you are still in relationship with Him. It's just that you're in relationship with Him as one in rebellion to a king. That's not a good place to be. It's precariously perched, if you will. And I don't care if you think you got it all figured out on a political level, you know that deep state is trying to rob you of your liberties. That may be true. I don't know. But you don't either. And I'm suggesting to you today that the most important thing that you can be focused on today is not whether some podcaster is giving you leftist talking points, but whether or not you know the truth. Saving truth, because your eternity is at stake. Your eternal life is at stake. Your eternal destiny is at stake. The left can't save your soul, neither can the right. And all the battling going on, listen, Both the left and the right are purveyors of lies. I'm sorry to introduce it to you. They're purveyors of lies. They are part of a lying system. How could they not be? You remember in John chapter 8, when Jesus was engaged with a very religious group of Jews of his day, people who in fact had made an open profession of belief in him. And they were contending with him because they believed that they didn't need to continue in his word to be set free. They believed, they contended that they were free already. And Jesus said, no, you're not. You're in bondage to sin, and only the Son can set you free. And so he goes on to tell them, if you were Abraham's children, said Jesus in verse 39, then you would do what Abraham did. As it is, you're looking for a way to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do such things. Listen, if you are an unbeliever listening to this podcast, you don't want to know the truth. You may think you want to know the truth, but you don't want to know the truth. You have a problem with the truth. You can't even acknowledge the truth. So if you can turn on your right-wing station, cable station, and listen to your favorite broadcasters every night, thinking they're telling you the truth, okay, but that's not the truth either. The truth that you need is the truth about the condition of your soul, and that Jesus Christ is the only answer for that condition and his finished work on your behalf. These people that were confronting Jesus here, they didn't want to know the truth. Jesus was telling the truth, and they didn't want to know it. They were trying to kill him, a man who had told them the truth that he heard from God, and he said, Abraham did not do such things. And in verse 41, it says, you are doing the works of your own father. And they responded, quote, we are not illegitimate children. They protested. The only father we have is God himself. End quote. These were good, religious, moral people. But Jesus goes on to say, Jesus said to them, if God were your father, you would love me. For I have come here from God. I have not come on my own, but God sent me. Why is my language not clear to you? Because you are unable to hear what I say. You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. Wherein he lies, he speaks his native language. For he is a liar and the father of lies. If you're an unbeliever, you are caught up in a web of lies by your very existence. You belong to the father of lies. And listening to some right-wing celebrity radio or talk or a TV show host is not going to give you the truth that you need, nor listen to some left-wing popular radio or TV show host. So don't be overly concerned about these things. Focus and come to love the truth that is in Jesus Christ and in him alone. Jesus goes on to tell them, yet because I tell you the truth, you do not believe me. Ultimately, this conversation escalates and they end up trying to kill Jesus, trying to stone him right there. The only man who had ever told them the truth. The Pharisees hadn't. The Sadducees hadn't. Their religious rabbis hadn't. But Jesus had, and they tried to kill him. That's the kind of relationship they had with the truth. And if you're an unbeliever, that's the kind of relationship you too have with the truth. And you must repent of that. You must be done with that. God's wrath is not sleeping. If you are opposed to the truth that is in Jesus Christ, and yet report to want to know the truth by watching a cable station, you're kidding yourself. You're not a lover of the truth. I'm saying this because I care about you. I'm saying this because even if you're a professing Christian and you know better, you know in your heart of hearts that you have yet to come to true faith and repentance, then now's the time. Now's the time to set aside all your false narratives, whether it's on the left or the right, all your philosophies, all your moralistic ways, and even all your religiosity, and come to the only one who can, in fact, give you the truth, and that is Jesus Christ. Turn off the cable news, pick up that Bible, open it to the Gospel of John, and read the Gospel of John. Prayerfully, slowly, ideally, out loud, and even more ideally, with someone else. And pray that God reveal His Son to you. Do that, and keep doing it, till you fall in love with Him, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And get free from the one who has taken you captive to do His will. I hope you heard my heart today. I hope you care about these things if you are a believer. Don't get caught up in the silly arguments and debates about politics. You are a citizen of the kingdom of God. Don't get caught up in the squabbling about left and right. Pray for the president. Pray for those who are in authority. Pray for your leaders. And find the peace and be a source of peace to others that only Christ can give. Amen.